Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 166 for Monday, December 1st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Monday, with a stronger Canadian dollar and follow-through selling after Friday's losses behind much of the activity. Canola was down $3 to $4, the January contract down $3.50 at $421.80 per ton. The Canadian dollar is up by over 0.75 cents relative to its U.S. counterpart. That cuts into crush margins and also makes exports less attractive. Canola failed to chart support in earlier activity, and the generally bearish technicals were keeping fund traders on the sidelines. Commercial participants were also not showing very much demand aside from on a scale-down basis. While demand was lacking, farmer selling on the other side was also light, with cold temperatures across much of Western Canada limiting any country movement. A firm tone in soy oil helped limit the losses in canola, and StatsCan will be releasing updated production estimates on Thursday. Positioning ahead of that report is expected to be a feature the next few days. Milling wheat and durum were untraded, but barley held steady in quiet activity. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both steady within a couple cents of unchanged, but wheat posted good gains. Wheat was up by 10 to nearly 30 cents per bushel, the March contract in Chicago up 29 cents at 6.07 per bushel. Cold temperatures coupled with a lack of adequate snow cover were raising concerns over winter wheat crops across the U.S., Russia, and Ukraine. The resulting production uncertainty brought in some fresh fund buying as well, and some stops were hit as prices moved to their highest levels in months. Ideas Russia might also be slowing exports of their current crop in an effort to protect domestic supplies going forward added further strength to wheat. Corn, meanwhile, was steady to up only 2 cents by the close, the March contract up a penny at $3.90 per bushel. The recent declines in crude oil did remain a bearish factor overhanging corn, as cheaper oil will cut into the demand for ethanol. However, a lack of farmer selling, as producers choose to store their recently harvested grain rather than move it to market at lower prices, was a bit supportive. Fresh export business also underpinned corn, with the USDA reporting a 126,000-ton sale of U.S. corn to unknown destinations this morning. Soybeans were steady to up 3 cents, the January contract 2 cents higher at the close at 10.18 per bushel. The soy market was choppy today, posting losses for most of the day with profit taking in soy meal weighing on prices. But soy oil corrected higher after last week's losses. Brazilian weather uncertainty was also in the background for beans. While soybean growing regions of the country didn't get as much rain as expected over the weekend, there's still more moisture in the forecast for the next weekend that should help yield potentials in the long run. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, December 1st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.